Tuesday, the 3rd of December. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids' Corner here at Radio Veritas. Well, we are beginning a new liturgical year. The year cycle is year C, and of course we are looking at the Gospel of St. Luke this year. And I thought it would be nice today to start, and this is what we're going to do during this Advent season on Radio Veritas with our kids. We're going to look at the first couple of chapters of the Gospel according to St. Luke. So we're going to really set the scene, because that's what St. Luke does. He sets the scene into which Jesus is born. So we start right at the beginning with Zechariah. So Zechariah, you remember, is married to Elizabeth, who is Mother Mary's cousin. So Zechariah. And where is Zechariah? He is in the temple. This is very important. When we read the Gospel according to St. Luke, we will see that it opens and closes at the temple. The temple is a very, very important place for St. Luke. And in some ways, it's a really important place because by the time Luke writes his Gospel, the temple has been destroyed in Jerusalem. And even today, it is still not being fixed. If you go to Jerusalem now, you will find only one wall of the temple is left, the so-called Wailing Wall. The temple has been destroyed. But Luke takes us in memory back to the temple. He is very aware of the importance of the temple as a kind of symbolic center of Judaism at that point. And then that center is going to shift, huh? It's going to shift. If we think about what Jesus says in John's Gospel, Jesus says, the time will come when you will not worship the Father in the temple, but in your own heart. So it's going to shift for the Christian community. But the temple, this Gospel is written just after the destruction of the temple. And so the temple is still kind of hovering there as an important place. And it starts. Luke's Gospel starts in the temple. Zechariah is not only Elizabeth's husband, he is also a priest. And so it begins like this. In the days of King Herod of Judea, there lived a priest called Zechariah, who belonged to the Abijah section of the priesthood, and he had a wife, Elizabeth by name, who is a descendant of Aaron. So Elizabeth is also of a priestly line, a descendant of Aaron. Both were worthy in the sight of God, and they observed all the commandments and all the observances of the Lord, but they were childless. And in my Bible, it's written like this. Elizabeth was barren, so that means she can't have a baby, or she hasn't had a baby yet. And they were both getting old. Now, it was Zechariah's section to serve. So that means Zechariah's group of priests. It was their turn to go and serve. And he was exercising his priestly office before God in the temple. When it fell to him by lot, as the ritual custom was, to enter into the Holy of Holies, right in the center of the temple, there was a sanctuary, a very holy place, and to burn incense there to God. And then at that hour of incense, the whole congregation was outside praying. So he is in this hidden place, the Holy of Holies, the sanctuary in the center of the temple. Everybody else is outside. Then there appeared to him the angel of the Lord, standing on the right of the altar of incense. The sight disturbed Zechariah, and he was overcome with fear. But the angel said to him, Zechariah, do not be afraid. Now I want you to notice this. The very first thing the angel says is, do not be afraid. You're going to hear God saying that again and again through the scriptures. It's the thing God says to us most often. Do not be afraid. So, listen to what the angel says. Zechariah, do not be afraid. Your prayer has been heard. So clearly, Zechariah has been praying. And what has he been praying for? Listen to what the angel says next. Your wife, Elizabeth, is to bear you a son, and you must name him John. So Zechariah has been praying to have a son, probably his whole life, and now he's quite old. And now his wife, Elizabeth, is going to have a son called John. The angel goes on and says, he, your son John, will be your joy and delight, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord. And then the angel gives Zechariah some clear instructions about how John is to be brought up. He must drink no wine, no strong drink, for even from his mother's womb he will be filled with the Holy Spirit. And he will bring back many of the sons of Israel to the Lord their God. With the spirit and the power of Elijah. So who is Elijah? One of the famous prophets of the Old Testament. So he will have the spirit and power. He will be like Elijah. He will go before him. He will go before Jesus, to turn the hearts of fathers towards their children. Isn't that beautiful? To turn the hearts of fathers towards their children, and of course also mothers towards their children. And to bring the disobedient back to the wisdom that the virtuous have, preparing for the Lord a people fit for him. It's a beautiful, beautiful description of who John is going to be. Someone who will bring love back into families, and bring us all back to a sense of wisdom. Zechariah said to the angel, how can I be sure of this? So Zechariah is hearing all these beautiful things, and he doesn't say, oh, thank you very much, God. Instead he goes, how can I know this is true? I am an old man, and my wife is getting on in years. That's a euphemism for she's also old. The angel said, now the angel tells us who he is, I am Gabriel. Oh, do you remember who else Gabriel goes to talk to? Oh, that's right, he's going to go and talk to Mary a little bit later. I am Gabriel, says the angel, who stand in God's presence, and I have been sent to speak to you and to bring you this good news. And then the angel seems to lose his temper a little bit, and he says, since you have not believed my words, which will come true at their appointed time, you will be silenced and have no power of speech until this has happened. Zechariah won't be able to speak. Meanwhile, the people were waiting for Zechariah and were surprised that he stayed in the sanctuary so long. When he came out, he could not speak to them, and they realized that he had received a vision in the sanctuary. But he could only make signs to them, and he remained silent. When his time of service came to an end, he returned home. And some time later, his wife Elizabeth conceived a baby. And for 5 months, she didn't tell anyone. But she said to herself, the Lord has done this for me. And now it has pleased him to take away the humiliation I suffered among the people. So, we're going to pause there. I want us just to think about that for a moment. Listen to this interesting story from the beginning of Luke's gospel. We've heard the story of how Zechariah meets the angel Gabriel in the temple, and how the angel tells him he's going to have a son, but he doesn't immediately believe, and then the angel silences him so he cannot speak. Then he sends him home. I want you just to imagine for a moment. What do you think the people thought when they saw Zechariah come out from the sanctuary and he was not able to speak? And we'll come back to that thought later. Let's end with a moment of prayer. Lord, we remember with great joy, your gift of John the Baptist, to to Zechariah and Elizabeth. And we ask that as we enter into Advent, we may hear the call of John the Baptist in our own hearts. We ask this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.